want to talk about Yizkar. Yizkar is something that there is a very widespread minhag Yisrael that as soon as they say Yizkar in shul, they make an announcement, they say Yizkar, and then everyone who has parents that are alive walks out of the room. I remember a couple of years ago in my shul when that happened, on the way out, Rabbi Maurice Lam, who davens in my shul when he's well enough to come to shul, he comes and davens in my shul. He said to me, well, why do you lot stop? Why does everyone have to leave? You know it's not contagious, right? What's this whole business with everyone leaving? So I want to talk a little bit about where Yizkar in general comes from. And two major minhagim relating to Yizkar. One major minhag is that people have a minhag not to say it in the first year. Another major minhag is this minhag that everyone walks out, and whether that's the appropriate thing or not the appropriate thing. First of all, what's the basis of it? It's not in the Gemara anywhere. It doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. There is an interesting comment that Rav Bitzal Stern in his Tshuvas Bitzal HaChachma writes about the relative importance that people give to Yizkar. He says, Ya'an Dvar Askaras Neshamos Hu Inyan Nichbaru Mekudosh Be'enei HaAmon. Most people view it as a very important thing in our religion. And many people are more careful about Yizkar than they are in mitzvos chamuros. Meaning there are shuls where there are people that aren't observant at all, that do not come to shul any other day of the year, but on Yizkar day, then they come. Because Yizkar has become like this critically important thing. He says, but the truth is, even though it's not really that important in our religion, it's kedai to be mechazik this, because it does touch on themes that are very important in our religion, and that is the theme of schar v'yonesh, and that there is an olam haneshamos, and that the neshama doesn't just disappear. So these are things that are very important that a person should internalize. Where is Yizkar first mentioned? So it is mentioned by Rishonim. In Shulchan Aruch, it's only mentioned on Yom Kippur. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention anything about any other time of the year to say Yizkar except for Yom Kippur. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Or Chaim Sim Tuf Reish Chav Aleph Se'iv Vav Nagu Lidor Tzedakos B'Yom HaKippurim Ba'ad HaMesim. Notice how he formulates it. It's not minhag to say Yizkar, a minhag to make a neder of tzedakah on behalf of the deceased. Ba'ad HaMesim. And then the Rama adds, yeah, and by the way, once we're doing that, Umaskirin Nishmosehem. We mentioned their Neshamos as well. Da'Mesim Gamkin Yesham Kapar B'Yom HaKippurim. Specifically because Mesim also have Kapara on Yom HaKippurim. Darke Moshe is quoted in the Mishnah Brura that it's a day, it's Yom HaKippurim. Multiple kaparas, kapara l'chayim and a kapara l'mesim. So specifically because it's a day of kapara for both chayim and mesim, so that's why we do Yizkar and Yom Kippur. The Beis Yosef writes that the minhag is really to be posting tzedakah for kapara for the mesim, because it suggests, by giving tzedakah, we're suggesting that if they were alive, they too would be participating in the mitzvah of tzedakah. So why do we do it on the other Yomim Tovim? The other Yom Tovim have nothing to do with Kapara. Why would we do Yizkar on the other Yom Tovim? So Shechter points out in the name of the Rishonim, really, the Machzor Vitri and others, that really the reason we do it on other Yom Tovim is because it's a Kiyum in Simchas Yom Tov. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchas Yom Tov that the way to experience Simcha is not just by indulging oneself, but one should take care of Aniyim, one should give to those less fortunate, and that's true Simcha. That's not just Simcha's Kreso, that's actual Simcha. So we do it on other Yom Tovim because Yizkar involves committing money to Tzedakah. Committing money to Tzedakah brings us Simcha. So it's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. That's why the minhag is that we say Yizkar when we read the pasuk Ish Kimatnas Yado, and it's only when we say that parsha, when we read Kriyas HaTorah, that parsha that we actually do Yizkar. Nowadays, Rav Shachter pointed out, it's a little bit backwards. It's not that we're giving tzedakah, and once we're giving tzedakah, we're maskir the neshamos. Nowadays, the way most shuls have it is because they're being maskir the neshamos, that's why hundreds of people are coming to shul on those days, people who otherwise wouldn't come to shul. Once you have a captive audience and you have hundreds of people there, you got to do an appeal because you have all these people that are never going to be in shul any other time. So it's backwards. It really is supposed to be the other way around. We're giving tzedakah, and because we're giving tzedakah, we just happen to be that we mentioned the neshamos. It's also backwards to feel like a sense of sorrow and sadness. It's not really supposed to be sorrow. It's supposed to bring a simcha that we're being madir tzedakah. That's simcha. That's the whole reason we're doing it, is to bring about simcha. And the time I'm in Hagim, the quotes from the Kava Yasha Mishkar in Parak Pei Vav, he says to do it on Regalim because Bizman HaMikdash, the neshamos of the Avos and the Tzadikim would come to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's an opportune time to remember the neshamos, and you know that would apply in Eretz Yisrael as well. The part about reading Ish Kamat Nasyado is not going to apply in Eretz Yisrael where they don't read Ish Kamat Nasyado, so it would be enough kamina between the two reasons. Now, what's this business about not saying it the first year? It seems like an unusual minhag, especially if it's about Simchas Yom Tov, meaning if the whole idea of Yiskar is Simchas Yom Tov, so is the first year the person doesn't deserve Simchas Yom Tov? Like, what's the idea? So in the Betzalel Chachma, in that Shuvi says that those who mention the minhag not to say it during the first year, interestingly, don't mention any other minhag. It's not like they say that some are knowing this way, some are knowing that way. The Leket Yosher and others who quote this minhag, not to say the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, says not to say it during the first year, they just say that's the minhag, that you don't say it during the first year. They don't even mention the possibility that others are knowing to say it during the first year. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes this from a Sefer Kerem Shlomo. So if you look in the Kerem Shlomo, he gives two reasons for it. And Likutei Mariach also say, first of all, that we're afraid that in the first year, since Eina Meis Mishtakech Min Alev, El Lachar Yud Beis Chodesh, the Gemara Bracha says, Meis is only the sharp pain of the loss is not dulled until after a year is over. So if a person is going to say Yizkor in the first year, they're likely to get hysterical, they're going to get crazed and overly sad and cry a lot, and that's going to bring down the whole mood. It's going to shter the Simchas Yom Tov, it's going to ruin the Simchas Yom Tov. The other possibility, the quote from the Orchus Chaim, the name of the Sefer Lashon Chachamim, is that the point is that the Mesim should be Melitz Aleinu in Litova. Now we're trying to enlist the help of the Nishamos to be a Melitz Yosher for us, but B'toch Yud Beis Chodesh, they have to deal with their own din. The Din Rasham B'Gehenim is Yud Beis Chodesh, so they have enough on their plate without having to worry about us in the first Yud Beis Chodesh. Nafkamina Tzitz Eliezer Chelik Yudal Simen Nun Tes points out is if you're saying it for tzaddikim who are not relatives of yours, so you're not likely to get overly hysterical if the person is not a relative, but they still have to deal with their own din, and not just tzaddikim, anyone. Sometimes you would say Yiskar, there used to be people who don't have relatives would leave money and donate money to the shul on the condition that their names are mentioned at Yizkar. So should you say in the first year when the after their petir, or should you wait till the second year? So it's going to be nafkamina between the two reasons. Or another nafkamina is, should you say Yizkar, let's say the Yizkar falls out in the 12th month of Avelus. So when it comes to a person dealing with their own din, and therefore they don't have time to be Melitz Yosha for us, well, we only assume when it comes to Kaddish that they're dealing with their own din for 11 months, because we never like to assume about a person that they're a Rasha. So maybe the same would be true over here. But if it's about the person Eina Mason Shtakech Min Alev until the Yud Beis Chodesh, so it takes 12 months till the pain subsides a little bit. L'chora, everyone would agree that it would be 12 months and not a full Shana, not a full year. If there's a leap year, it would be 12 months and not 13 months. The third possibility, Rabbi Tzal Stern writes in his Tshuva Mitzal Chachma, is that it's not an Eis Ratzon because of the din. It's a time of din during that time, so it's not an Eis Ratzon to be davening. So what Lamaiso, what do people do? So there are those that say that you should leave. They should not say Yizkor during the first year. The Orchos Rabbeinu Chelk Beis Amud Reish Hei quotes from Chazanish not to leave, but also not to say it, because he says the whole reason that people leave for Yizkor is Ayin Hara, that someone's going to look, oh look, that person has parents, it's going to be an Ayin Hara, and then there's more danger that they're going to lose their parents. But this person already lost their parents, so it's no big deal for him to stay while everyone else is saying it, so he should stay, just not say it. That's what they say from the Chazanish. In several poskim, though, in the Ketzei HaMata, in the Mata Ephraim, in the Divrei Torah, the Munkacher, Chelek Aleph, Simon Samach Tas, and in the Tshuvas Dudai HaSoda, and many others say, nah, what's this business not saying it the first year? Of course you should say it the first year. Why wouldn't you say it during the first year? Rav Moshe in Yardei Chelek Dalet, Simon Samach Aleph, says that the more correct thing is definitely to say it in the first year. So certainly you shouldn't get upset at people if they want to stay in at Yizkor in the first year. And the only reason not to say it is people might get hysterical. He said that's such a shvacha reason. We let people say Kaddish in the first year, and we don't assume anyone's getting hysterical. So what's the big deal? Let them say Yizkor as well. Rav Moshe was not particularly concerned about this minhag. There's also a minhag that some quote to stop saying Yizkor after 50 years. My father asked me about this a couple of years ago. My father's father passed away at a young age. My father lost his father when my father was 7 years old. So when my father turned 57, it was 50 years after the patir of his father, so he wanted to know, is there, he heard that maybe there's some minhag that you stop saying Yizkor more than 50 years when it's been 50 years since the patira of the person. So in the Munkacher, in the Minchas Lazar, he writes that the minhag to stop saying Yizkor after 50 years comes from the Catholics. That is not a Jewish minhag. We believe there's no statute of limitations on any such things, and that you continue to say Yizkor. What about the idea of leaving, the point that Rabbi Lam made to me, that it's not contagious? So why is it that people leave? So there are several reasons. Rav Shachter pointed out Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva where he collects six different reasons for this minhag. And Rav Shachter said, whenever there are six reasons for a minhag, you always have to question whether any of the reasons are real reasons. He says it's a funny tshuva, because Tzitz Eliezer says, it's a minhag Yisrael, and it's a chashuva minhag, and it's an important minhag, and there are good reasons for it. And then he quotes six reasons, and they all contradict each other, and none of them make all that much sense. But there's six different reasons. So what are the reasons? So one of the reasons is that remembering the neshamas causes a great deal of tsar, and causing that tsar will be mafriya, the simchas yomtiv. So for those who don't have to do it, those who have to say Yizkor, okay, mele, they have to say it. But those who don't have to say, why should they suffer through the tsar of such a downer? That's one. The Kerem Shlomo and Simon Tafresh Samachas in the name of Lashon Chabad says, now people might accidentally say it for living parents. If they're in the room and everyone else is saying Yizkor, they might accidentally say it for living parents. Third possibility, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, that it would be an ayin hara. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Zayin says that they said, Istlcha Abba v'ima b'masa amrle in. Someone said, you have a father and mother? He says, yeah, yav be'ein of a shachiv. And they gave an ayin hara and his parents died. So to draw attention to the fact that you have parents when other people don't is not good. So that's why they leave, so that none of the people who are missing parents should give an ayin hara. And they suggest, Tzitz Eliezer suggests in the name of Rav Epstein, that it's like a chassan and shul, a tachnun. We skip tachnun when there's a chassan and shul. Why? Because everyone joins in together to feel his simcha. Even though there's one chassan and it's 1,000 people in shul, everyone skips tachnun. No one should be brought down at all. So we're very sensitive at a time of simcha that no one should be brought down. We don't want anyone's simcha to be ruined at all. So this is a time of simcha's yantiv. We don't want anyone else's simcha to be ruined by seeing other people who feel dejected. And there's the suggestion that the children should leave, the children who have parents alive should leave, because those children are likely named after the people that you're saying Yizkor about. So that's a little uncomfortable. You're saying all the names of the little kid who's sitting right next to you. So we don't want that to happen. That's another suggestion that they have why the children should leave. Others say it's like a curse that you're saying Yizkor, and then you stay. It's as if they're saying you should have to say Yizkor. So as soon as you say Yizkor, you say, no, I'm not Mekabel, and you leave. All these suggestions, I don't know, are any of them so convincing? None of them are particularly convincing. Rav Shachter said Rav Salvechik thought that the best suggestion as to why people leave is that there's a Gemara in Brachos that says that if you're in a shul and they're saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what are you supposed to do? You're not up to Shema, but everyone else is. So what are you supposed to do? Well, if you're at a time where you're able to say the words, you should say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And if you're not able to say the words, at least fake it. At least put your hand over your eyes to pretend to be saying Shema. Why? Because it looks bad. It looks like you don't believe in God if everyone else is being Mekabel Olam HaShemayim and you're not. It creates this bad imagery of everyone else doing something and worshipping and you not worshipping. So Rav Salvechik thought that what are you going to do? You're going to stay and not say Yizkor? Everyone else is going to be Osik in Tefillah, and you're not going to be saying a Tefillah, so that's why people leave, because it's going to look bad. Now, that l'chora is true for Yizkor for their parents. I don't know if people realize this. I never realized it. In Yizkor, there's a paragraph that they say for the Kedoshim, who were killed on Kiddush Hashem, either in the Holocaust or Chayalei Tzahal. There's another paragraph that they added in for Chayalei Tzahal that many shuls say, there is no reason on earth that only people whose parents are no longer alive should say those paragraphs. Why are Chayalei Tzahal only important to people who don't have parents anymore? The Chayalei Tzahal and the Kedoshim were killed in the Holocaust we should have a chiyuv to be masked than neshamos every bit as much as anybody else has a chiyuv to be masked than neshamos. And that's why in many yeshivas they started a minhag of Shabtos at NYU. The minhag is that they call everyone back in and they say yizkar for the chayalim and for the kedoshim. I don't know if they do for the chayalim, but for anyone who's killed, al kiddush Hashem with everybody there. Because why shouldn't it be? Why shouldn't you do it with everybody there? That seems to be a davar pashut. Also, it's also helpful on a practical level. Because what happens at the end of the Yizkor? They call people back in and people sort of mosey in and like no one says Avarachamim because you just sort of miss it in the you hope to get in time for the beginning of Shemona Esrei. It would help if they called everyone back in and there was actually something to, okay, now we're saying Yizkor, we make it a serious moment for the Chayalim, for the people who were killed on Kiddush Hashem. So that could be an important and serious moment of sincere tefillah. Also, when it comes to the neder for tzedakah, just a last point about that, another thing I never realized, Baruch Hashem, my parents are alive and well, so I always walk out my whole life for Yizkar, and someone came over to me like three years ago. I've been the rabbi of a shul now for 11 years. Someone came over to me 3 years ago and said, do you know that every time we say Yizkar, we say that you're going to give tzedakah, that the rabbi is going to give tzedakah? It's part of the text in the Machzor. So for years, they were making a neder on my behalf that I was going to give tzedakah. I had no idea I didn't give tzedakah. So it's important to realize what the words mean. When you're taking a neder to give tzedakah, you actually have to give tzedakah. Chachmas Adam and Klal Tzad Yalav Sif Bey says that you should make sure to say bli neder in the text of the Yizkar, because you don't want it to be an actual neder. In the Tshuvas Lahoras Nasan Chelek Tesim and Dalit, he says that it's a great zuchus for the Mesim, even if you say Bli Neder. Don't worry, if you say Bli Neder, it's still going to be a great zuchus. But in Tshuvas Siach Yitzchak, Simon Shintas, he just points out that in the Sefer Leket Yosha, it says that the Trumas Hadeshen wouldn't eat breakfast the next day until he fulfilled his pledge. He wouldn't eat the next day till he fulfilled his pledge, because it's such an important thing. You can take a pledge, you can take a neder, that you have to be mekayim one's nedarim. So you can't just leave it hanging. Person has to be mekayim a neder. But again, the ikar is really about being noded tzedakah, and it's about simchas yantif. It's about feeling a sense of simcha by being noded tzedakah. Once you're being noded tzedakah, it's a really nice thing to be noded tzedakah on behalf of the mesim, and let it be a kapara for mesim, and those who have relatives that they're saying it for, so they want to bring kapara to their relatives. But all of us should want to bring a kapara for all of the mesim and all of the kedoshim, and on important days of the year.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.